Audio Renaissance presents Pearl Harbor by Newt Gingrich and William R. Forshin.
It has been over 5 years since my co-author, William Forshin, and I embarked on the exciting experience of writing a series of novels in the field we define as active history. Our three New York Times best-selling novels related to the Battle of Gettysburg and its aftermath were an adventure for both of us as we researched the topic, interviewed experts, walked the fields of Pennsylvania and Maryland, and then set about the task of writing over 500,000 words on the topic of whether Lee could have won the Civil War for the Confederacy in 1863. Upon the completion of that series, at the urging of editor and friends, we decided to turn our attention to a more current and immediate what-if of our national epic, December the 7th, 1941. Some have mistakenly referred to our works as alternate histories, but we beg to differ, preferring instead the definition of active history. Alternate history, a fun genre in itself, does not necessarily need to adhere to the rules we have established for ourselves with our own works. Alternate history can play with random chance. For example, Jackson is not shot at Chancellorsville and thus leads the South to victory at Gettysburg. That historical characters do not behave as a lifetime of their experiences demonstrated they would have behaved, such as Hitler suddenly being cautious about invading Russia or declaring war in America, or just simply throw in random events that bear no relationship to the reality of a particular time or place. We see active history as a discipline, a process of contemplating history as it might have been within the limitations of the circumstances, with the key point being that above all else, leaders making decisions that they might very well have made differently, and the profoundly different results